This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Joining us right now, Hidden Killers contributor and former FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer. Jennifer, let's talk about the summer break, if you will, although it's not much of a break for the defense of Brian Koberger. They have 37 days until about August 1st now, so far less than 37 at this point. They've been granted that stay to take a look at what was going on with the grand jury proceedings leading up to the conviction of Brian Koberger. I'm curious, from your perspective, being a former FBI special agent, what exactly are they going to be trying to poke holes in over the remainder of this 37-day period?
Well, the number one thing they're going to be looking at was what they claim is exculpatory information. Is that going to be, was that ever shown to this grand jury? Now, I just find this very interesting because exculpatory is, in a sense, very broad from the standpoint of we don't even know what that means. Does that mean an alibi? Does that mean somebody else saw something completely different? We really don't know, but they seem to be singing from the rooftops lately, the defense, that is, team, that's why they want this in any event. And was exculpatory evidence revealed to the grand jury? And if it wasn't, was the true bill that was reached by the grand jury reached, you know, accurately? If, in other words, they didn't know this exculpatory piece. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, just say that the exculpatory piece of information that we aren't privy to, it wasn't revealed, just say, this doesn't mean that Brian Koberger walks free. What it could possibly mean is that they would reconvene another grand jury and that piece of evidence would also be admitted along with all the other evidence they already admitted to the grand jury. So I'll be interested to see if this really ferrets out to anything or if this is more of a ploy to just, you know, basically they're trying to go at everything at this point. Training records, grand jury, you know, DNA is bad. You know, that's what I'm starting to smell here.
That's what I'm looking at, too. If they have this exculpatory piece of evidence, what is holding them back from getting it out there as quickly as possible to free Brian Koberger if it's that truly groundbreaking? And then why would you be spending time and effort and resources going into the police training records and trying to poke holes in all these other things at the same time if you have this, you know, this silver sword that's going to get him out?
You know, it's such a great question, but it's what I've seen over and over and over again. When you have a strong prosecution case that's backed by really overwhelming facts, this is the posture typically the defense will take and should take. Because when you can't poke holes in the evidence, you start trying to poke holes in either how they got it, the people who got it, how it, you know, came to be. Because the evidence is just so strong in this matter.
And they are trying to, it seemingly, poke holes into Moscow, Idaho, and the police force there, just because they are a smaller department, not very experienced in things like this. So the likelihood of, quite honestly, just innocent mistakes, if you will, but not necessarily things that would affect evidence or the actual prosecution, but maybe some procedural things here and there just because of lack of experience. If they do find things like that, how is that going to be looked at from a judge in terms of, are we going to admit this or that? Or have you ever seen things like this when they're dealing with a smaller department, like any sort of staple mistakes that you see made that need to be addressed?
Well, I think early on we're going to see some errors possibly, you know, when they first came on scene, which makes sense. I mean, this would have been overwhelming. We know there were multiple people on scene. You know, how was this crime scene protected? How were law enforcement officials entering? Was everybody fully protected? You know, I could go on and on. What type of training did they have to enter a crime scene? But at the end of the day, you still have the facts that exist. And typically, there are more than one individual that is going to have collected that piece of evidence. So it's not singular in nature. Mm-hmm. So say you have a rookie who's never had any crime scene training, who's never had any interviewing training, and they were one of the people on scene that cordoned it off or maybe sat in on an interview of one of the kids that were there. He's not going to be alone. He's going to be with other people. And that, I think, is going to be the fallacy of this argument, or what seemingly is this argument they're trying to make, and that is that they're not well-trained.
Yeah, because it seems at the end of the day, whether you're well-trained or not, or you just came from working at McDonald's to working at the Moscow PD, it doesn't change DNA being on a knife sheath. It doesn't, and that's nothing that someone could just mishandle and suddenly Koberger's DNA is there. And it wasn't mishandled, as far as we know. It was right there. It just seems like that, the triangulation of the cell phone. There's so many pieces here that we look at that go, well, this is very questionable. None of that has changed in relation to the training of the officers.
Right. It's really a rabbit hole, but it's normal. The defense is going to continue to go down various rabbit holes because they want to get the jury looking down rabbit holes where they lose focus on the meat and potatoes of this case, which are the facts. And the facts are very solid. So if they can get the jury to, you know, be peering over here and, oh, what about this, and lose focus, you know, that's what they're hoping. But I have found, Tony, at least in my experience, these jurors are good. You know, they're in the community. They have common sense. They can see what's happening, and typically it doesn't fly.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.